actually create something that tied to the end outcome. I keep lecturing myself about this, and I think it really works. So yeah, thank you so much.
Fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's very deep and very beautiful. And it really struck me, like, when you're talking about building your own opportunities.
Right.
And it's so true. You know, we have input in getting those opportunities by, you know, setting it up and reaching out and actually stepping into the darkness.
Right.
Sometimes we don't know it, but that's our opportunity. Sometimes that's our only opportunity, is to go out to the unknown where we don't know anything, and yet we can find people that are willing to help and willing to, like, at least tell us nobody's coming.
Yeah, that was a good story. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you so much for that. It was very wonderful and wise, and I really loved it.
Yeah, thank you.
So do I. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's pretty amazing. So, yeah, we're going to continue our program, and we'll be right back. Oh, just a minute. We're going to go to our next song, which is picked by Shkwait Shakhlach, and then we'll get him on the line with us. So we're going to play the song that he chose for us, which is Smash Mouth, and it's called Walking on the Sun. So enjoy, and we'll be right back.
Chip is soaked with the tears because the baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choke up and foe. Kiss on the close up, Mr. Wizard can't reform. No God like Hocus Pocus, so don't sit back, kick back and watch the world get worse. Rack news that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relax. Follow the may be on tomorrow, but if the officer
Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. Hello, Shkwait, how are you doing?
That's pretty good.
Okay. For all the people out there that don't know Shkwait, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, stage 4. The big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So a very extreme survivalist. And he picked a really good song for us from Smash Mouth called Walking on the Sun. And it really brought me back in my memory banks to times where, you know, we were still strong and healthy and we were running around up in the hills and picking mushrooms and just having a great time. And anyways, we have a subject today and it's on opportunity, and would love to hear the words of Shkwait Shachlach. What do you have for us on opportunity?
Opportunity, you know, we tend to like to think opportunity comes a knocking, but opportunity is something we have to actively seek out. You know, we can't sit behind a bush and expect to be seen and heard. Can't set up our lemonade stand back there and expect to make any value in yourself, eh?
Yeah.
Because you're out of sight, out of mind. And in order to create opportunity, you know, you have to be out there like a politician, shaking hands, kissing babies, you know, stuff like that. What do they call that? Socializing, you know. Opening more doors and windows where opportunities can come in from. That's what I think of opportunities. And then you gotta, you know, you gotta be able to see what is an opportunity that's gonna bring value to yourself and to your family. You know, there's you know, it's like, you know, gambling's an opportunity. But the stakes are pretty low of you coming out ahead. Yeah, you know, that's kind of like what opportunities are, you know. You're taking a risk. You got to be able to determine what, if it's a good risk or a bad risk. That's what I think of opportunities, you know. You can't just sit around and think it's going to come and plop in your lap. You know, that's what I think of opportunity, dumbass. It's, you know, it's like brothers take me to town every now and then, and we have a fast food meal up there in Gasoline Lane, eh, in the shade of the trees. And we see the crows and the ravens and blackbirds all hopping around the cars looking for that opportunity that somebody's gonna throw a fry out or something for them to munch on. You know, that's actively seeking opportunity. You know, that's looking for the opportunity for food. Easy food.
Yes.
You know, and that's how we have to be in life, because that's bringing value to themselves. They get fed, and if they got little ones, they'll bring some of it back to them. So we're meant to seek out opportunities. Sure, sometimes an opportunity can just fall out of the sky on you, but most times you gotta actively seek it.
Yes.
You gotta make your own opportunities.
That's so true, and a lot of our co-hosts have been talking about that too, and it is something that we got to be active about. It's just like doors, you know, we got to try the door before, you know, we can go through it. And being active and trying that doorknob or pushing or pulling on it, you know, that's a way of finding those opportunities and being able to get through them and take that chance of just trying. So it's...
Yeah, and you know, and like with your door illustration, you know, if you touch the door or it's glowing, you know, it's hot. you're not gonna jump on that opportunity.
Yeah.
That's your environment. So like I say, you gotta be decisive and quick on a decision.
Mm, yes.
Whether it's a worthy opportunity or not.
Mm. Yeah, that's so great, you know, taking a bit of time and reading the opportunity and knowing if it's going to be a positive one or a negative one. It's always wise to take that extra time and test it and try to know it before jumping through that door or trying the door. Just really great, valuable information. We always thank you for, you know, joining us and giving your words on our subjects. It's so important, especially coming from somebody that came through a lot of trauma and trials and still kicking and bringing us beautiful music and beautiful words.
Yeah.
Oh, we think we might have... there you are. We lost your connection there for a bit.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could walk on the sun today, but it's cloudy. So, I thank you guys there.
Thank you.
On the mics, the people behind the scene, the listeners here and abroad, I thank you all for your well-wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you.
You guys good rest of the week and a good weekend.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And
absolutely.
Just have a good recovery and lots of love to you. And bye for now.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkina, BC, and always an honor and a privilege to get him on our program and get some words from him and listen to some of his music that he brings to us. So we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to listen to some Tolga Makte. And their song is called Gajo Hijaz. So let's have a listen to that and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody. Man, beautiful music, eh?
It was amazing, yeah. Amazing.
That was Tolga Makte, and their song was Gajo Hijaz. And man, that just takes you into another world.
Exactly.
Yeah, I really enjoy finding those really nice, special songs that just help you travel into another dimension and explore yourself and the world, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we're going to acknowledge Magnus and Nicole.
Yes, yes.
And Conovar.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And Jesse.
Yes.
And
yes.
Daniel.
Yes.
And all our volunteers that help us keep
definitely
this, keep all our programs going and just give us this opportunity.
Absolutely.
To speak to the world and yes. Just share positivity and able to generate some growth for humanity and empowerment for human rights and justice. Mm-hmm. And it's a very special team here. They give us so much to keep us going on the air and help us to get our podcasts up and running, and it's a very serious studio, mm-hmm. and it takes a lot to make sure it's functioning well and online all the time. So a lot of credit goes to the team here. So
yes,
big shout out to them, and also to Tri-City Community TV, Jeff Scott, and
yes.
He's always putting out really good special quality advertising of events that go on in the city.
Yes, he does.
So
yes.
He's always providing that and keeping people connected to what's going on and just giving them a voice and visual appearance in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. So if you get a chance, go to Tri-City Community TV and check him out. He's always providing some good community content, and you never know, you might see yourself on there and become discovered and have an opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. One of these days, hopefully.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So we're going to be wrapping up our program here soon, and we encourage you guys to tune in to Call Me Negotiator next after our program here.
Yes.
And listen to Charlotte and her people that she interviews. She's
yes.
always interesting, got interesting people on her program. So, and we do thank you for joining us. Yeah, thank you so much, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And we also thank you, Lady Fahima,
for having me.
Coming in and joining us and making our
My
show
pleasure.
Much better than it is if it
thank
was just
you.
Me.
Thank you so much. Chief, if you don't mind, we can appreciate the China on the
yes.
streamline again.
Yes, yes, thank
just
you.
Just to acknowledge them, you know,
yeah.
that they accompany us and they're sending very warm wishes through the screen, and
yes.
we thank them for, and they're so interested and enthusiastic about the program.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us live and giving your input and your love and your support. We really appreciate it, and of course we send it all back to you, and thank you for joining us. So come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. And stay tuned for Call Me Negotiator Charlotte, and
yes.
also later on in the evening, Jacob on the art show.
Right on.
He's
yes.
always got a lot of information on artists, local artists, and different venues.
Definitely.
All around. So stay tuned for all those. We're going to end this program, and we're going to listen to some Ether Elf. And this one's called, their song called Weird Do. So let's listen to that. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Mycelium makes us all one. Mycelium makes us all one.